BBC Learning English.
Hello, this is Question and Answer of the Week. I'm Phil.
And I'm Jia Ying. 本期节目要回答的问题来自听众 Janice. 问题是这样的。
Hi, I'm Janice. I'm a student in English studies. I'm confused about the uses of communication, exchange, association, and interaction.Which are all connected with 交往 in Chinese. So what are their nuances and how do you use them in different situations? Thank you.
谢谢听众 Janice 发来的问题。问题中单词 communication, exchange 和 interaction 都与交流和分享信息有关。但单词 association 通常只能用来指人或事物之间存在的关联或联系。没有交流人际交往的含义。
Yes, association usually just means a link or connection of some kind.
是的，所以接下来我们来重点讲一讲 communication, exchange 和 interaction 之间的区别。先说说名词 communication.
So, communication, this is the most general word, and we use it to talk about the act of sharing information with someone. This can be anything from whispering in someone's ear,to broadcasting to millions on TV.
名词 communication 涵盖的意思最广，它指交流、沟通、传播，包括口头、书面，甚至是视觉上的交流和沟通。所以，不论是和某人在耳边窃窃私语，还是在电视上向数百万人播放节目，都属于 communication。来听两个例句。
Communication has led humans to develop more than other animals.Being good at communication is important for any business.
在这两个例句中 ,communication 是不可数名词强调交流沟通这个抽象的概念。它还可以做可数名词指口头或书面形式的消息信件通信。
A communication can be used to refer to a letter or a message.Either spoken or written. It's something that's sent or published rather than a conversation. Listen to these examples.
We received a communication with details of their bid last night. Have you seen the latest communication about the event?
接着来看名词 exchange.Exchange 和 communication 之间的重要区别是 communication 可以指单方面的沟通或单方面发出的通信或消息而名词 exchange 则暗示了相互交流比如两人进行的一次对话就属于 exchange
Yes, an exchange is between two people We can talk about an exchange of letters or an email exchangeBut we often use it to talk about a bad-tempered conversation, an angry exchange.
名词 exchange 除了泛指交流以外，还可以具体指对话、交谈。An exchange of letters, 一系列书信往来。An email exchange, 一系列邮件往来。An angry exchange, 一次争吵。听两个使用的名词 exchange 的例句。
We've had an email exchange about it, but we couldn't come to a decision.I don't know what that exchange was about. They weren't happy with each other.
我们来看名词 interaction.
When we use interaction, we're really focusing on how people relate to each other. We might talk in general about social interaction, which is all about being with other people.
没错，我们一般用 interaction 指人与人之间的交流、交往和互动。这里 interaction 是不可数名词。比如 social interaction, 人际交往。听两个例句。
As people get older, it's important to maintain regular social interaction. Social interaction helps children develop.
我们还可以用 an interaction 来指人与人之间以各种各样的方式进行的一次互动。这有可能是一次交流和沟通，也可能是一次互动的行为或反应。这里Interaction 是可数名词。听两个例句。
My interactions with the company have always been difficult. I don't know that person. I've never had any interaction with them.
So, while communication is general and can be one way, an exchange is more specific and two-way, interaction is also two-way and can be more general than communication.
好了，希望我们的讲解帮助你对这几个词之间的区别有了更深入的理解。如果你在英语学习中遇到了疑问，欢迎你把问题发送给我们。我们的邮箱是 questions.china@bbc.co.uk。你也可以通过微博私信的方式发送你的问题。我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学。谢谢收听本期你问我答节目。Bye!
Bye!
BBC Learning English